And we'll get out the way here as we share the thought the Lord has laid on our heart for the service tonight. Very familiar passage of Scripture. This is the Apostle Paul. He's before King Agrippa. And in verse number 2, we pick up his testimony, this king and his court there that day. And Paul said, "I think myself happy, King Agrippa, because I shall answer for myself this day before thee, touching all the things whereof I am accused of the Jews, especially because I know thee to be an expert in all customs and questions which are among the Jews. Wherefore, I beseech thee to hear me patiently." And now Paul begins to talk about his manner of life. He's going to bring this king and these that have gathered around that day on a journey of how, at before Paul got saved, he was just a heathen man, hated Christ, hated the church, hated the Word of God, hated these band of Christians, and he went about persecuting them. And then he talks about how the Lord shined in his life one day, how the Lord spake to him and brought him out of the darkness of his religion and saved him by the grace of God. He reminds his king, "I'm here today because Christ called me and sent me to preach the gospel and to go to the Gentiles, and this is why I'm here." And for sake of time, we'll pick up our reading in verse number 21, where Paul said, "For these causes the Jews caught me in the temple and went about to kill me." Verse 22 is my thought verse tonight, if the Lord will help us this evening. Paul said, "Having therefore obtained help of God, I continue unto this day, witnessing both to the small and great, saying none other things, and those which the prophets and Moses did say should come, that Christ should suffer, and that he should be the first that should rise from the dead and should show light unto the people and unto the Gentiles." I'm interested in the first phrase of verse 22. There Paul said, "Having therefore obtained help of God, I continue unto this day." You can be seated. Let's pray together. I want to preach to you tonight on this thought, going on by the help of God. Heavenly Father, we love you this evening, and we come to you one more time to pause and thank you for bringing us this way for this service tonight. Lord, for weeks we've been praying, and Lord, we've been anticipating and excited about being here. And yet, Lord, as the man of God has just testified, we understand we desperately need the help of God tonight. Lord, I know this evening that in my flesh and Lord, my own inability, Lord, we won't be able to help nobody. Lord, I pray this evening, would you please work through us tonight and use us tonight, Lord, to encourage and to help the children of God that have gathered in. And Lord, I pray each of us would look to God tonight for that divine help we stand in need of. And Lord, I promise tonight in prayer, everything you do, we'll give you the glory and the honor and the praise for it all. In Jesus' name I pray and ask it. Amen and amen. Going on by the help of God. In this testimony Paul gives here to King Agrippa in this chapter, we understand that he's here. He's here under great persecution. He is here in this time of his life because others have brought troubles to him. And he ain't suffering. He's not before this king. He's not been accused of murder. He's not been accused of some crime. But he's simply been accused of preaching the Lord Jesus Christ. And yet I love how Paul, and I ain't preaching on this, but I can't help but make mention of it, because Paul's Christianity is so different from what we're seeing in 2019. Paul didn't say, "I think myself sad, and I think myself in a great time of bitterness." Paul said that I think myself happy in the face of persecution and his persecutors. My friend, with the load of trouble and burden upon his back,
And Apostle Paul considered this time and what the Lord could do in this time of his life. And he said, I think myself happy. I'm glad tonight, my friend, we can be happy. Amen. As the children of God. Amen. And I'll leave off that. But Paul said, I'm excited and I'm happy to give you a testimony today. And so in this testimony testifies in the first 15 verses of his conversion. And I think that's what really made him happy. Amen. Every time Paul got a chance, he told folk, amen, about his road. My friend headed to Damascus, said, and now the Lord met him along the way, and the Lord changed his life. Paul never got over it. I don't think he wanted to. I don't think he could. Amen. He knew what he used to be, and he knew what God did. Amen. He died in his life the day that he got saved. Amen. And he was able to testify of a time and a place in his life where God brought great conversion into his life. This man that one time hated Christ and the church, amen, through salvation loves Christ and the church. This man that had fought the work of God, death, a mad friend, is now pulling the rope for the work of God, death. I mean, man, all this ties into, amen, what he said in verse number 13. And at midday, O king, I saw in the way a light from heaven above the brightness of the sun, shining round about, and them which journeyed with me. And so Paul said, there's a day and got up in the dark. And by the time the sun went down that day, amen, I'd been brought into the light. And the light did shine in my life. Can I just say, and I'll move on. I'd love to preach right here tonight. And I'm glad I can testify of a time in my life. Amen. When the light got turned on, all them days I lived in darkness, Seth. Amen. 17 years lived on a road of darkness. And the things of God made no sense, and the Bible made no sense, Seth. And living for Jesus made no sense, Seth. And I'm glad, thank God, for the day that the light did shine, Seth. Amen. And conversion took place in my life, Seth. I'm glad I testified, and I'm saved, saved, saved. Paul testifies of his conversion. And then in verse 16 through 20 testifies of his calling. God not only converted him, but he testified, the Lord when he saved me. He had a job for me to do. He said, King, all these years I've just been out here, death, doing exactly what he told me to do. I didn't go in the left hand. I didn't turn in the right hand. I've been hoeing in that row that he called me to hoe with. I've been laboring and working out here among the Gentiles, Seth. Amen. Of preaching and seeing folks saved, death, and seeing churches planted, death. Amen. Paul was happy, amen, that Christ had called him, death, and he had a privilege to do something for the Lord. He testifies in verse 21 of his conflicts. He says, Seth, amen, for these causes the Jews caught me in the temple and went about to kill me. And so Paul's a saved man, and I believe Paul loves the Lord, and Paul's a serving the Lord, and Paul ain't out of the will of God, death, and Paul, my friend, he ain't some drunkard on a bar stool, death, he ain't some backslidden Baptist preacher running around the honky-tonk, death, amen, he's been on fire for God, death, amen, why he don't even smoke and chew and run with those who do, death, and yet he's got battles in his life, death, and conflicts in his life, death, amen. Man, that'll blow the charismatic doctrine out of the, amen, and they come out of hell out the water, amen. Amen, just cause you're saved, serving God, death, and sanctified and in the will of God, death, that doesn't mean you ain't going to have a battle, death. That doesn't mean you ain't going to know what a conflict is, Seth. Amen, Paul is in Acts 26, Seth. Amen, in a fight and in a battle live. Amen. I'm telling you tonight. Amen. You say a preacher, if that's right with God, death. And I know sometimes we suffer out of the will of God, death. Amen. But sometimes friend, death. And Paul understood this in their time, death. Amen. We are right where God wants us to be. And it comes, my friend, with enemies. And it comes with battles, Seth. And it comes with burdens, Seth. And it comes with trials and troubles, Seth. Amen. And storms and situations, Seth. Amen. Paul knew what it was like, Seth. Amen. To be able to testify of some conflicts. But I'm glad he didn't stop there. In fact, in all of this text, I mean, he gives more attention to his conversion and his calling and one little old verse about his conflicts. Amen. The average Baptist of our day, amen, they spend 20 verses talking about the conflict and one verse talking about when God saved them. That. Amen. Can I just say time out for a minute? Amen. Shame on us, Seth. Amen. God's been too good to us, Seth. Amen. God's been too faithful, Seth. Amen. God has blessed us, Seth. And we ought to brag on Him for my friend saving us and calling us. Amen. You say you don't know what I'm going through tonight. I sure wouldn't come in here and insult you tonight. Amen. I'm not trying to upset you tonight. Amen. But I ain't got to know what you're going through. I'm sure it's real and I'm sure it's hard. And all I'm telling you is tonight, amen, there's a God in glory if you're saved. Amen. I'm telling you, as bad as your day may be, it's still far, far better than where He found you. And far, far better than where you used to be headed, Dad. I'm glad tonight I'm saved and get to serve God. He testifies of His conversion and testifies of His calling and conflicts. And in our text verse tonight, quickly, I got to hurry. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Amen. Here we go. I've been down there just waiting on a time to be able to pull that. Amen. Hallelujah. He testifies. Amen. Fourthly, in our text verse, he testifies of his continuing. Paul said in this time that he's in, he said, the king, I want you to know, it's been a conflict along the way. He said, but having therefore obtained help of God, I continue unto this day. Amen. He said, since the Lord saved me, I ain't found the quitting place. And since the Lord called me into this ministry, I ain't found anywhere to sit down on God, Death. And even in the face of the conflicts and the battles, Seth, it is the help of Almighty God, Death. And it's the fact that God has been there every step of the way, yet. And God has touched me. And God has helped me. And God has been there, Death. And I am able to continue unto this day. Amen. He says it is by the help of God. And I continue. Amen. Paul, my friend, I think. Amen. As he's giving his testimony, when he gets to verse number 22, and maybe Paul pauses for a minute and he thinks about all the things he's encountered. He and his man briefly thinks of all the mountaintops and the valleys low. And he thinks about all the sunshine and the storms, Seth. And he thinks about, my friend, the victories, Seth, of the times where it looked like defeat was sure. Amen. And he pauses and it don't take long, Seth. Amen. For Paul to look back in his mind, Seth, and say, you know why I'm still here, Seth? You want to know why I'm still a preacher? You want to know why I'm still a singing? You want to know why I'm still a trucking old? I've obtained help from Almighty God, Death, and I continue unto this day. Amen, Death. Amen, hallelujah. I'm glad there's some help, Death. I said there is some help, Death. Amen, that comes from another world tonight. Amen, I can't. Amen, y'all gonna preach me to death. Hallelujah. Amen, I think Paul is saying, I've been going on all these years, Agrippa, by the help of God. As I'm a preaching an ad for just a moment. I won't be long, but I'm a preaching an ad on that thought going on by the help of God. Amen. You see, Paul, amen, never arrived at a place in his earthly life and ministry. Amen. For any thought that he learned how to do it. He never arrived at a level in his own mind where he thought he didn't need the help of God. Amen. Boy, I'm telling you, we're seeing that in this hour. Amen. Folk, Brother Stafford, that think they don't need help from anybody. I'm telling you, there's going to be times you can't help yourself. And there's going to be times your mama can't help you, and your daddy can't help you, and your man of God can't help you, and your church can't help you. And I'm glad, thank God, when help fails, Seth, and every other avenue, I'm glad tonight. Thank God there's help. Amen. That does come from God. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glad God's been helping me. Amen. Let me say, number one, I'll give you a few things I get out the way. Amen. Notice with me in this statement, I say the origin of his help. Amen. He said, I want you to know that my help has been obtained of God. Amen. He didn't say, amen, the Bible college he had been to helped him. Amen. He didn't say his favorite preacher had been helping him. He said, I want you to know at the source of all my help, and it has been in the Lord. And let me make a statement or two right here and I'll move on. I want to park on point number two for a moment. But I want to say this tonight. That the very God that saved him is the one that was a helping him. God didn't save him, Brother Scott. God didn't save him and then turn him out and say, go do the best you can. Amen. God, the one that reached down. Amen, Brother Caleb, the one that reached all the way down the muck and the mire and brought him up and washed him, man, and set him in this life. Amen. Paul looked back and said, ever since that day, he's been right by my side. The God that saved him, a God that found him, a God that rescued him out of sin, Paul said, that's the one been helping me all these years. The God that saved him is helping him. The God that called him is helping him. Amen. He didn't call him in the gospel ministry and say, now, go do the best you can, preacher man. Leave him out there floundering around on his own strength and his own power and his own ability. Oh, no, friend, you see, sometimes I'm afraid we lift the, and Paul ought to be lifted up to a certain degree, but don't ever forget, he's a man like you and I, and Paul testified of his own weaknesses and his own frailties and the power of his own flesh in times in his life. And in spite of all that, he said, amen, in the latter years of his life before Agrippa, that same God that called me, amen, and sent me out, and let me preach and plant churches, that God has been helping me do what he called me to do. I say tonight, child of God, I come all the way from the other side of the mountain. Amen. All the way, my friend, from the state of Tennessee. Amen. To tell you tonight, amen, you only need one origin and source of help tonight. Amen. You say, boy, I need a blank check. I need this and I need that. Amen. What you need tonight is a God of glory. Amen. To help you. Yeah. And when the money runs out, if you got God, you got all you need. And when the friends bail on you and you're all alone, yeah, if you got God, you got the only one you need. I'm glad, thank God, our help is of God. Our help is of God. Amen. This is, I think, what the psalmist had in my head. I didn't think I'd preach all this right here, but just let me throw her on out about our help coming from God. Amen. The psalmist said, amen, over there in the Psalms, here's what he said in Psalm 121, 1 and 2. He said, I'll look in the hills, said, from whence cometh my help. He said, my help is of God. Amen. David knew what it was. Amen. To get so low in the valley, all you can do is look up. And if all you can do is look up, keep looking, honey. That's where your help comes from. That's where your help comes from. It comes from above. Psalm 3 and verse 1. Amen. The psalmist said, amen, there's so many of folk rising up against me. And here's what they said in verse number 2. As they looked on David's life, they said that there is no help for him in God. In other words, there were times in David's life, and my friend, everybody around David said, they ain't no hope for him. They ain't no help. Why, God can't even help him. Come on now. Amen. You ever felt like you was there? Amen. You can take your halo off, honey. Amen. Your horns are showing, my friend, under your hair. Amen. Amen. Sometimes we have moments of weakness. Amen. And moments, my friend, of doubt. And moments we know our help's of God. At these times we say, as we listen to the very forces of hell, and my friend whisper, amen, God has left you alone, and your situation's too bad, and God doesn't care, and God is not going to help you. There is no help for them in God. Yeah? And I'm glad tonight. Amen. Listen to what the psalmist said. Let me read you this verse in Psalm 28. And in verse number 7, here's what the psalmist said. He said, the Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusted in Him, and I am helped. Amen. He said, buddy, amen, when that crowd got saying there's no help in God, somehow on the inside of me, I just kept looking out. I just kept trusting God. I just kept the faith. I just kept doing what I knew to do. And somewhere in the middle of all that, I am helped of God. God is the source of our help. If you're going to go on, they said, in 2019, they're dropping like flies. Families are quitting on God. Preachers are getting out to ministry. Amen. Churches are folding up. Amen. Old time religion's dying out. I'm going to tell you what our need is tonight. Amen. It is that we would find some help of God. Quit looking to the associations. Quit looking to the crowds. Quit looking to the programs. Quit looking to the seminars. Amen. And somebody get on their knees and keep trusting God, that God will send the help that we need. I am helped of God. I'm glad tonight. Amen. He is the origin of our help. Amen. If you're still with me, say amen. Lord have mercy. Amen. The origin of His help. But notice with me, secondly, I spent way too much time on that first point, but it felt good. Amen. Acts chapter number 26, verse number 22. Watch this now. Having therefore, this is a big word now, obtained help of God. Notice the obtaining. You see, this help wasn't something that was at a distance. When he said, I have obtained it, this word obtained, it means to fall in with. It means to attain or receive. Paul is saying, I have received help. His help has been near. His help has been present. His help ain't been something I've heard about. His help, hallelujah, It ain't something I'm just a preaching in it. It's something I know about. I know something about obtaining the help of God. Amen. He ain't saying, oh yeah, that's something I heard my mamma talk about years ago. He said, oh no, that's been in my life. That's been in my life. God's helped me. God's let me obtain some help. I'm glad God's helped you, brother. I'm glad God's helped you, Brother Tim. I'm glad God's helping your preacher. I'm telling you tonight, Brother Scott, I'm glad that this thing is a personal thing. And I know times where God has helped me. I have obtained help of God. This word, I ain't trying to sound smart. I'm a dumb hillbilly preacher. All I know how to do is, amen, read books and study. But here's what I found when I did a word study on this word obtained. Amen. It is comparable to another Greek word that pictures a repetition of something received. In other words, this was not a one-time deal in Paul's life. It was something that come and come again and come again and come again. I think Paul is saying, he's helped me and he's helped me again and he's helped me again and he's helped me again and he's helped me again. And I think it had been so much help, and he couldn't even number how many times. He just said, every time I turn around, there's more help coming from this side. And I get in this situation, and there's help over here. I get in this fight, and God helps me again. Amen. He's saying, I have obtained help of God. Woo! Hallelujah. I'm glad he's helped me time and time and time again. I'm glad he's been there every step of the way. Glory to God. Obtained help of God. There's three Greek words. I hope I can say that down here. Amen. I ain't trying to be a know-it-all. I'm not smart. I'm telling you, I'm dumber than you think I am. But there's three Greek words in the New Testament that is used in our King James Bible for the word help. Can I give them to you real quick? And it implies different ways that God is helping us. Amen. God help me. Amen. Number one, there is help. There is help relating to burdens. Don't turn here. You know this verse well. Romans 8:26, Paul said, but the Spirit helpeth our infirmities. But the Spirit helpeth our infirmities. Amen. Them burdens you bear, those things that seemingly plague you and me. Amen. Paul says, a way that I've learned to deal with those burdens is that the Spirit of the Lord comes along and He helps me. That word helpeth there used in Romans 8:26. It's the word that means to take hold of the opposite end. To take hold of the opposite end. Do you ever feel like you're going through life and you're just dragging your burdens around? And the longer you drag it, the heavier it gets. And before you know it, you feel like you're going down. When Paul said, a Spirit helpeth our infirmities, he said, a Spirit gets on the opposite end. And He helps me with my burdens. Amen. He gets on the heavy end. He gets on the heavy end. Glory to God. I'm glad tonight I've got a God that can handle the heavy end. Amen. Amen. Young Mr. H. right here tonight. If we's going to move, amen, a refrigerator, him and I together. Amen. You know, here's what I do, because I'm real nice and sweet. Amen. I would tell him, you get the light end, Now get the heavy end. You know why? Because I know he cannot bear the burden. Amen. Of the heavy end in a Christian. Amen. You want to know what he needs? Amen. Other Caleb, he needs some help from somebody bigger than him. He needs some help from somebody that's stronger than him. He needs some help. And friend, to bear the opposite end, that big end. I'm glad, praise God. How many times have we been under the burden and God has helped us bear the opposite end? He's bigger than us. He's stronger than us. He can handle the opposite end. Glory to God. That helps me tonight. That helps me tonight. I know he's helping me. Help relating to burdens. Amen. If that didn't impress you, that's about as good as it gets. Then there's help relating to boats. Say, what in the world? Well, you know this verse real well. Hebrews chapter number 4 and in verse 16 said, let us therefore come boldly before the throne of grace that we might obtain mercy and find grace to what? Not make you feel good. Not grace to make you feel warm and fuzzy. But grace to help in time of need. You go home, you look this up in your Strong's, you'll find I ain't lying to you. I'm not lying to you. This word help, it means a rope or chain for frapping a vessel. Now I'm no boatman and I had to study this out. Here's what I found. Them old wooden vessels would be set out and be sailing upon the sea doing just fine. Sun shining, the breeze are blowing, the birds are singing. Then off in the horizon, a storm would begin to roll in. The winds would pick up and the waves would begin to beat and crash against that vessel. And there would be times the storm would get so severe they could hear that vessel began to pop and began to cry and began to, amen, produce fear in those that was in there, that we don't know how much more our vessel can take. And so what they'd do, they'd send a man with a rope or a chain. And buddy, he'd dive down into that sea and swim up under that boat, amen, and come out on the other side. And they would grab that rope or that chain and bring it, and they would cinch it tight. That's what they call frapping a vessel. And so that rope or that chain, and they said they'd do that several times depending on the size of the vessel. And that, and my friend, while the storm winds would blow, and while the waves was a crashing, and my friend, that rope and that chain, you want to know what it's doing? It was helping to hold everything together until the storm got by. Yeah, I'm glad tonight. Thank God. Yeah. How many times have we been going along? Yeah, and we thought, I can't handle no more. I can't deal with it anymore. I'm about to blow to pieces. I'm going to sink for sure. I'm going to drown. And all of a sudden, God comes back with some grace and wraps around us. Amen. And he helps us make it through the storm. Amen. Have you been helped of God? Do you know what I'm preaching about today? Have you ever obtained help of the Lord? The third word in the New Testament for help is used in our text verse. Our Paul said, having therefore obtained help of God. This word help literally means, it means this, it means to ally with, or literally to assist in war by a military friend. It's help relating to battles, help relating to burdens in boats, but help relating to battles. Paul is saying, I'm in a battle, I'm in a fight. That's something Paul knew about. Amen, that we're shying away from in this day. Amen, Paul told Timothy, endure hardness as a good soldier. He said, I've fought a good fight. Amen, listen, we are to be soldiers for the Lord. Amen. But this battle we're in, every now and then it gets bigger than us. Paul said, I stand before you today, having been in some battles and still in a battle, but I'm going to tell you, God has been my friend in the battle. He didn't walk out when the enemy got in my face. When the enemy drew its sword to take me down, I had an ally. I had an ally. I had an ally. I had a God in heaven who was my friend. Glory to God. You say, oh, my friends, and leave it. The phone we used to go to church with is running off. Amen. I'm here to tell you today, amen, God will never leave us. He'll never forsake us. If God be for us, who can be against us? He's the God that's helping us in our battles. Hallelujah. Preach, I can't take no more. It's more than I can stand. What you need tonight is to obtain some help of God. Amen. Boy, there's a lot to preach right here. The origin, the obtaining. And then notice the objective of this help. Amen. Why did God help him? Wasn't just to make him feel good. See, we're in a time in 2019, everybody wants to feel good. God don't help us to make us feel good, but He has an objective as to why He sends some help. I'm done, preacher. Just let me throw this out and I'll sit down and get out the way. Why does God help us? Why does God give us these forms of help? Why does He send it for us to obtain it? I think according to verse 21, we could say He helps us to suffer for Christ. You know why God's helped you thus far? So that you can continue to suffer for Christ. And to do so thinking yourself happy, knowing He's been faithful so many times. Oh, Lord. I'm glad He's been faithful. And all the years, and I ain't been going as long as some of y'all have. Buddy, I'm telling you, these over 22 years of being saved, amen, I'm telling you, God has helped me in so many ways. And I'm trying in these days of my life to appreciate how God has helped me, because there's still battles and there's still suffering to endure. And all the help He sent is to help me be able to suffer for Christ again today. Amen. Amen. He sends us help to suffer for Christ, to stand for Christ. He said here, having therefore obtained help of God, I continue. That word continue just simply means to stand. He said, I'm still standing. You know why God helps you? So you can just keep on standing. You say, I'm trying to find a place to sit down. God never called you to sit down. Say, well, I'm older. I've been saved a long time. I'm gonna get me a house down at the beach, and I'm gonna spend me some time down there just relaxing. Show me that in the Bible. God called us to stand and stand to the day He relieves us of our duty. I can't meddle right there. Amen. He helps us. Amen. The objective of that is to, amen, that we can suffer for Christ and stand for Christ and then speak for Christ. Verse 22 and 23. Amen. He said, I got something to tell lost sinners along the way. After how God helped me when I was a sinner and saved me, and has helped me since then, how in the world can I not step up and speak? Amen. Shame on you and shame on me to have received so much help from God. And then we keep that help to ourselves and won't be a soul winner, won't witness, won't pass out a tract. Shame on every one of us. God's helped you this far to be able to give the gospel to somebody else. Amen. Heavenly Father, thank You for so